everyone. Ruby Ryder here again, and I'm going to read you another story. The name of this story is called My Muse. This story came about because I was having a frustrating period recently, and I really felt like my writing muse had abandoned me. So I made a chance comment to a friend. He replied, and the idea for this story was born. I hope you enjoy it. My Muse. My boy and I sat at the kitchen table on a warm Saturday morning. He had lovingly prepared hot coffee, warm croissants, and fresh strawberries, and I still wasn't happy, because my muse was on vacation and I couldn't seem to get her back. As a writer, that was a particularly frustrating place to be. Without her, my words came out slow and cumbersome. They required rearranging and repeated editing for them to even resemble the fine writing that flowed out effortlessly when she was around, so I was pissed. I pulled my red silk robe around me and tightened the sash, running my hands through my short dark hair. You know, Jason, I wish I could just grab my fucking muse and tie her to a chair in my office so I could get this story done. I set my nearly empty coffee cup down hard and ripped off a piece of croissant, stuffing it in my mouth. Jason smiled, got up, and poured another cup of coffee for me, mixing in a lot of cream, just the way I like it. I'd actually like to see that, Val. I'll bet you would. I might consider indulging you if only she were actually tangible. I rolled my eyes at him exaggeratedly. He stood there leaning against the kitchen sink, wearing nothing on his lanky frame but my black lace panties and a thick silver chain around his neck that meant he was mine. I'd bought it for him when we decided our compatible kinks really deserved more exploration. Jason was my boy. Weekends were our favorite time to play, and he usually came over to my house. But I really needed to get this story done, and I was angry that it was interfering with my Jason time. Damn it. He grinned at me, his blonde hair sticking out everywhere. I hadn't been able to keep from pulling that pretty hair last night. Hard. If I can help, Valerie, just say the word. Thanks, Jace. I think I just need to sit my ass down and pound the keys. I popped a strawberry in my mouth, grabbed my coffee, and headed across the hall to my office. Sounds of dishes in the sink followed me as I closed the door and sat at my desk. The only other chair in the room was piled high with books of erotica. Even if I could find my muse, there wasn't an empty chair to tie her to. That was just sad. I believe that as a writer of quality erotica, I needed to read it. That was my excuse for the pile of books, anyway. Words that had the ability to turn a person on were like magic to me. The ability to evoke emotion is a coveted skill amongst writers. To really get your readers to feel the story is a big win. The ability to evoke an erection, or a wet pair of panties, was even more of an accomplishment in my world. Erotica was singularly responsible for the return of juiciness in my life. My erotica, as well as other people's, I revered it. And just when I needed that freaking hellion of a muse to help me write more erotica, she disappeared. I looked over at my little altar in the corner of the room. It was for her. Pictures of Johnny Depp and Robert Downey Jr. were propped up against a bottle of Patron tequila. A bar of Valrhona chocolate lay next to a peacock feather on a piece of purple silk. Out of habit, I lit the vanilla spice candle in the middle of it all. What else did she want? I picked up the top book from the stack on the chair, thinking I could get some inspiration that way. Forget about my story for a bit and read someone else's. But right when I sat down at my desk, the entire pile of books slid off the chair onto the floor, and a fresh surge of frustration filled me up unpleasantly. Okay, this wasn't working. I needed to change the energy in the room, badly. I knew Jason was there in the kitchen in those sweet panties, just waiting for me, a willing distraction. He said he'd do anything. He meant it, too. I loved that about him. I looked at the chair, a nice find at the swap meet, carved dark wood with a padded seat covered with rich red velvet, no arms, probably part of a dining room set. When I first laid eyes on it, I knew it needed to be in my office. Must have been the red velvet. I'd only used it for the book since bringing it home, though, but that was about to change. I called my landline from my mobile phone, laughing to myself. Sure enough, Jason saw the caller ID and picked it up. In a sing-song voice, I heard, "Hello, Valerie's house." Too cute. "Hey, handsome. Come here right now, please." My voice was matter-of-fact. Yes, ma'am. Good answer. Moments later, he opened the door and stood there, his face a question. Pick up the books on the floor. You can put them on top of the filing cabinet in the corner. Yes, ma'am. Jason quickly did as I asked. He could sense more coming and bent his head forward a little in acquiescence when he was finished. His hands were clasped behind his waist. I smiled. Such an obedient boy. Now go get a towel, the blue plug, and the lube. Jason's turn to smile. Oh, yes, ma'am. He practically scampered off in those adorable lace panties. Excellent. The energy in the room had definitely changed, that was for sure. I pulled up my story on the screen and scanned it absentmindedly in the minute or so before my boy returned. He came in and knelt on the thick oriental carpet, sat on his heels, and placed the items I requested in a neat stack on the bookcase next to him. He waited. I typed. Just the knowledge that he was ready for me any time I chose to play with him brought with it a seductive energy that was inspiring. I glanced over at him, and he was sitting calmly and patiently, eyes closed. I knew he meditated sometimes in situations like this. Smiling, I turned back to my story, and the words began to flow. My fingers tried to keep up with my head, and I forgot about correcting anything as I typed. The point was not to type it perfectly. The point was to get it out of my head and onto the screen. When the words slowed again, I turned my attention to Jason. He had moved to a cross-legged position for comfort and was motionless and silent, eyes still closed. I got up from my chair, and his eyes opened, watching me approach. Quickly, he got back on his knees with his hands behind his back. I picked up my coffee and sipped it, leaning against my desk and meeting his eyes. He was allowed to change position for comfort. He was allowed to look directly into my eyes. But he was not allowed to speak unless spoken to. The tension this created was electric. I walked up to him and ran my fingers through his hair, sipped my coffee, pulled my sash, and let my robe fall open. Jason's eyes immediately fell to my crotch, and a lazy smile played across his lips. Those lips. I grabbed the hair at the top of his head and tightened my grip. Pulling him back, I leaned over and kissed those lovely full lips, sliding my tongue inside of his mouth with complete familiarity. His lips were soft, and his mouth met mine just right. Setting my coffee down, I pulled up the empty chair right next to his side and sat down with my legs spread wide. I scooted close and put a leg on each side of him, not touching him. I felt the briefest caress when the inside of my thigh touched his back. Jason shivered in the warm room. Ah, yes, much better use of this chair than holding a stack of silly books. Leaning forward, I grabbed those lovely blonde locks again and pulled his head back a little more roughly, and he moaned. I kissed the side of his neck tenderly even as I tightened my grip on his hair. My lips traced the lightest touch on his neck. Jason's cock had swelled, escaping the confines of my small panties. The head of it peeked out above the waistband, glistening with his anticipation. I let go of him, leaned back in the chair, and slipped my fingers down to my pussy. I watched him watch my hand. I dipped two fingers inside and found wetness from thinking about all the things I could do to Jason and from our play last night, too. He had come deep inside me before we snuggled into each other's arms and drifted off to sleep. In the wee hours of the morning, we'd played almost all night long. And here he was, hard again. Good boy indeed. My pussy smelled like pure sex. It was an earthy, heady scent. I pushed my fingers in deep and played with my G-spot for a while before putting them up to Jason's lips. Clean my fingers off so I can type again, Jace. Yes, ma'am. He took both fingers into his mouth and sucked them greedily, holding my wrist with his hands. He licked between them, and then sucked each one by itself. Finally, he released my hand, grabbed the towel from the bookcase, and dried my fingers off completely. He kissed my hand when he was done and released it. I took the towel from him and stood, draping it over the seat of the chair. The red velvet chair was about to earn its keep here in my office. I gestured to it without a word. Jason arose and sat down with a grateful nod. I straddled him, pushed my robe aside, and sat straight down on his lap, rubbing myself against his hard cock through the lace. I kissed him long and deep and tender, and then hard, while I kept pushing my pussy against him rhythmically. Then, suddenly, I slid off his lap and stood, going back to my desk. Yes, this was working. Ideas were running through my head like streams of molten lava, bright and impossibly hot. My fingers flew over the keys as I captured the first few ideas and tied them neatly together on the screen. Without looking up, I said, "Get the lube." It was in his hands in the time it took for the words, "Yes, ma'am," to come out of his mouth. "I want you to stroke your cock 50 times and keep holding it when you are done. And keep yourself hard. I don't need to tell you not to come, Jason, do I?" "Oh, no, ma'am." I rested my chin in my hand and watched him put the lube in his left hand, pull down the panties a little, and begin stroking his lovely thick cock. I hadn't asked him to count aloud, so he didn't. I couldn't be bothered to check his counting in that moment. I watched him for the first 20 or so, and then went back to my writing. I was aware that he had stopped not too long after that. I glanced at the red swollen head of his cock sticking out from his fist, and went back to my writing. I was in a groove, a hot one. I typed. "Another 50 strokes, Jason," I ordered, maybe 5 minutes later, again without taking my eyes from the screen. "Yes, ma'am. Question, please?" "Yeah?" "Do you wish me to be quiet for your concentration, ma'am, or may I make a little noise?" I laughed out loud. "Make all the noise you want, my boy, the more the better." Up and down his hand went, another 50 times, more slowly this time. He moaned and gasped away, sitting on that chair in the middle of my office, not 3 feet from me. This was practically the definition of the word titillating. I liked it. A lot. I wrote more, sorting words in my head, enjoying his noises in the background of the roar of ideas traveling from my brain to my fingers. Pausing, I glanced at Jason. His face was flushed. He still held his hard red cock in his hand. I smiled and went to him. I grabbed his hair at the back of his neck and tightened my fist, again pulling back his head to kiss him. He whimpered. "Too hard, baby," I murmured into his mouth as we kissed. "Hell no, ma'am." "Good." "Panties off, Jason." In one smooth movement, he pulled them off, tossed them to the side, and sat back in the chair. I took his lovely hard cock in my hand and stroked it a few times, and then very slowly sat right down on it, facing him. I swooned from the girth of it. We were such a damn good fit. "Don't you dare move, and don't you dare come." "Oh, yes, ma'am." His words were punctuated by his ragged breathing. I rocked back and forth on his cock for a while, delighting in the feel of him so deep inside me. I held the back of the chair and slid him in and out of me. The rhythm of it and the way our bodies fit together was so fucking smooth it was addictive. But I had work to do. Abruptly, I slid off of him and went back to my desk. His hand returned to his cock, slick with my juices. "Just enough to keep yourself hard, Jace," I murmured as I resumed typing. "Yes, ma'am." Damn, I should have tried this a long time ago. This was nothing like the frustrations of the last few days. This was fucking hot. Words whirled around and sorted themselves out in an almost prescient way as I typed. And typed. I squirmed in my seat from time to time, and the next time I thought to check, about 20 minutes had passed. Jason looked relieved to have my attention again, cock still wonderfully hard in his hand. "Put the plug in." I leaned back in my chair to watch and see how he would choose to accomplish this. Jason had a little bit of the dramatic in him, and he knew I loved his body. What was not to love? He was long and lean and had put some time into building up his shoulders and arms. Jason was hot. I watched as he lubed up the plug. He stood up, turned around, and bent over, one hand on the seat of the chair. His feet were wide apart, luscious ass completely exposed. He reached back with the plug and pushed it against his cute, puckered hole. The plug was fairly sizable. Jason was going to have to work at this. I was fascinated. He chose a position that gave me the best view, the sweetie. He was breathing and trying to relax, working in on little by little. "Push harder, babe," I urged him. That's what he liked, for me to push his boundaries and find out where his lines were. He forgot to answer me in that moment, but considering the circumstances, I let it slide. Jason took a deep breath and exhaled slowly. He pushed the plug in and moaned in a beautiful sort of pain-pleasure way that came from deep inside. It was a sound of opening and effort and abandon and yearning. Oh. Jason loved ass play, just one of the reasons we got along like cream cheese in a warm bagel. "Now sit back down and get your cock hard again and keep it hard." My voice was stern. "Yes, ma'am." No matter how much I wanted him, I promised myself that I would not jump back onto his gorgeous hard cock until I got the last part of the story out of my head, on the screen in front of me, and ready for editing. That took about 10 more minutes. My pussy was throbbing and I wiggled in my chair. I could sense Jason's urgency building. He was squirming a bit too, with the plug in his ass. He'd been hard most of an hour at this point and performed extraordinarily well as my stand-in muse, I had to admit. I typed the last few lines and clicked the save button. Jason was watching me intently. I stood up, slipped off my robe, and walked naked over to him. His cock was a magnet for my dripping pussy. I straddled him again and slid the length of it excruciatingly slowly all the way inside me and finally relaxed on his lap. His hands were at his sides, and I placed them around my waist. Then I just sat there. "Talk to me, Jace." This was our code for, "Tell me exactly how you are feeling right now." He could speak freely, and was expected to, in detail. "Jesus, ma'am, all that time when I was waiting, keeping myself hard for you, that's been a long time. But every minute of it was worth it, to feel my cock sunk as deep as it can go inside your hot, wet cunt in this very moment." I could feel his cock throbbing as he said the words. It took Jason a bit of practicing to be able to speak this way, so transparently and passionately. When we met, he was kinky as hell, but couldn't really talk about any of it. So I made him practice. I spanked him for refusing and resisting. Once so hard, he cried. But through his tears, he begged me not to stop training him in this way. He knew it was good for him, and he wanted what I wanted for him. That was 6 months ago. Now the words practically rolled off his lips. "The plug in my ass feels awesome. It's hitting the perfect spot. I love being inside you so much. I'm glad if I was in any way helpful with your riding. And if you would like to ride me for a while, I can handle that, ma'am. I won't come until you let me." He trailed off. I kissed him hard and rocked on his cock a little, listening to him gasp and moan. This boy and his fucking stamina. Wow. "Well done, Jace. Let's have some fun, shall we?" I rode him hard, because that's the mood I was in. I held onto the back of the chair and he held my ass in his hands. Our bodies worked together like a well-oiled machine in that position. It was glorious. I rocked back and forth, so freaking turned on that I could hardly stop, even though I could tell Jason was dangerously close. Oh, ma'am, please!" He was begging me to stop moving, or to let him come. I chose to stop moving, and immediately put my fingers on my clit, rubbing it hard. I was so close. I whispered, "Kiss me, baby." Our lips came together in one of those amazingly focused, intense kisses, and it triggered an orgasm in me that felt like my insides were exploding outward in a gorgeous fireworks display, so that inside me, outside me, and all around me was just pure, beautiful pleasure. "Oh, yes! Fuck! Yes, baby!" I twisted and jerked against Jason, and my cunt grabbed his cock hard over and over again. He held me close as I enjoyed the zings of ecstasy shooting through me. I started rocking on his cock again towards the end of my orgasm. I wanted all this pleasure to last as long as possible. I wanted him to share it with me, too. "Come for me, Jason," The words had barely left my mouth, and his body began moving with purpose. His hips undulated, and he pulled my ass back and forth on his cock. I could tell he was shifting on the chair so that the plug was giving him pleasure, too. His movements were beautifully instinctive, smooth, and powerful. I held on to the chair back with one hand. With the other, I hooked two fingers through the chain around his neck and pulled him hard against my lips, our mouths devouring each other in a bruising kiss. Oh! Oh, God! Val! Oh! Oh! Jason's voice was growly and loud and felt like it came straight up from his cock. I could actually feel the heat of his cum shooting inside me with each spasm that racked his body over and over. Finally, his hands had my ass in a vice grip to stop me from moving as he became too sensitive for more. I could feel him trembling and breathing hard. This time, it was me who wrapped my arms around him and held him close. He pulled back for a moment and looked up at me with tears in his eyes. Oh, my emotional boy. I held him to me and ran my fingers through his hair. After a while, we untangled our body parts, stood up, and cleaned off a bit with the towel. We hugged and enjoyed the feel of our naked bodies against each other. I'm hungry again. Make us some food, Jace? Yes, ma'am, as you wish. My naked houseboy, and today, my muse. He walked out of my office to the kitchen. I went to the altar, blew out the candle, and paused for a moment. I took the tequila and the chocolate, walked out, and shut the door firmly behind me. Okay, I hope you enjoyed that. This is Ruby signing off. Until next time, thank you for listening. Thank you for your interest in my erotica. And I hope you're having a great time at Pegging Paradise.